Shagan Alawi is a radio presenter for Rhythm FM River State Radio in Port Harcourt. His programme is called Viewpoint, and it's a talk show which deals with conflict issues. He explains to Francis Rolt of Radio for Peacebuilding how he deals with difficult callers when discussing conflict on his show.
Well, it could be very difficult, actually. I remember a case when we had Celeste Nomea as the governor of River State, and that period was a very, very terrible period. There was so much insecurity in the states and so much killing. So we had to discuss such program on radio. We had panelists, we had guests in studio and phone calls. So after introducing the topic, the discussion got on, and the reaction we were receiving from the people was calling for a state of emergency. And most of those in the studio, most of the guests in the studio were in support of calling for emergency. But what we've tried to do from the program is to establish facts. So oftentimes the government may not like what we are saying, but they are the facts. So, and when I was arrested by officials of the state security, at the end of the day, when they realized that what I said was the fact, it wasn't intended to malign the government or to dent the image of the government. But sometimes they've refused coming to the studio, and we always tell our audience that we invited the Commissioner for Information or we invited the Secretary to the state government, but they refused to come. And we always announce that we are willing to get their reply should they feel something was not right about our program.
Do you think that the program had a positive impact in River State?
Yes, so much. It got to a point that during the police coup era, those who actually wanted to contest election, people would say to them, look, if you think you have something to say, you think you have something to offer, go on Viewpoint. Even the present state governor has come to us severally, and while he was campaigning, he used the medium of Viewpoint to present his manifesto, to present his program, and the people asked him questions. These are not doctored questions, because the people have come to see that really this is one program that presents the views of the people.
Do you think that one reason why the program and the station is so popular is because you're seen as being unbiased?
Well, to some extent, so. And again, because several of our audience were there when we were arrested, and some of the journalists, there are areas that they are so scared to go into. But we have shown that we are not afraid to go into such issues. Of course, there are consequences, and oftentimes we've suffered the consequences. And so we've gained the trust of the people based on issues we've treated, issues that some people cannot take, personalities that some people would not dare ask some questions. We've asked them those questions, and some of them got angry. But these are the things people want to know.
And other than telling the truth, do you try to bring opposing sides together at all? I mean, do you see yourself as a peace builder in some way?
So, yeah. There was a particular time Ogonis were really, really vexed by some issues by government. We brought them into the studio, and we brought government representatives to the studio and some trade unions. Our listeners have come to take Viewpoint as an avenue that, listen, this is one program we can go to. We can say what we feel, and we are very secured.
That's Shagan Alawi talking to Francis Rolt, the director of Radio for Peacebuilding. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook or on Twitter if you can.